Zazen is being this moment as is, being this life moment as is, as we are, which what we are. Sitting is in the midst of this, and sitting is to notice, sooner or later, as necessary, what we are doing, believing, or refusing, rather than being right here, in place of, or covering up, this experiencing this moment as is, which is our life. To notice what we are holding to, rather than experiencing this bodily universe condition, even this cognizing thoughts, as opposed to believing them and following them along. Experiencing is sensations. Sometimes we mix up what we call feelings with sensations, what we call emotion thought, and we call that feeling. Feelings and thinking that this feelings are sensation, as if this is experiencing, which is why it's important, and I am clarifying that sensations as different from feelings. Sensations is experiencing. While feelings technically can include sensations, often we use the word feelings to focus on emotion thoughts about sensations, about the experiencing, about this life moment. The Buddha speaks literally when he says to Bahia, quote, in what is seen, there will be just what is seen. In what is heard, there will be just what is heard. In what is sensed, there will be just what is sensed. In what is cognized, there will be just what is cognized. Bahia, you should train yourself thus. Close quote. One of the hardest things about zazening, is that we must face and experience what sometimes seems to us painful, what is or seems to us scary, fearful, if and when those arise, as those arise. Not only must we face these, but at times it seems that practice reveals these emotion thoughts to us. It shines a light on them when they arise, which can lead us to mistakenly think that zazen creates these. And of course, then we could entangle in all sorts of beliefs, such as if I'm not zazening, if I don't sit, then I will not have these arise, appear, be in my life, seem to be my life, which is, again, just a fiction. The Buddha reminds us of this when he says, quote, when you are in what is seen, there will be just what is seen. In what is heard, there will be just what is heard. In what is sensed, there will be just what is sensed. In what is cognized, there will be just what is cognized. Then, he says, Bahia, you will not be thereby. Bahia, when you will not be thereby, then Bahia, you will not be therein. When you are not therein, then you are neither here nor beyond nor between the two. This itself is the end of dukkha, the end of suffering. I can say this in a crude and unsophisticated way, but fundamentally, most simply, it sometimes or even often seems to us, we believe actually and expect that, quote, if such and such is, then, and then you fill in then, I will be or I will not be if such and such occurs. And we spin off in that. And then we fill it up with various emotion thoughts, fears, assumptions about projections, feelings. So it's important to notice where we might fill in. Notice what we assume and fear will be or will not be. Each of us in our own way. This is what the Buddha is referring to when he uses the word thereby, therein. Of course, he doesn't use those English words. He uses it in whatever language, but the text is either in Pali or Sanskrit. And we could even add therefore, you know, thereby, therein, therefore, and all sorts of similar terms about our assuming and presuming and adding on to this moment here. Ordinarily in our life, there's these habits where we often believe and either grab onto or avoid emotion thoughts that arise, especially those that seem fearful, uncomfortable, challenging, even scary. And we use many habits and devices, including blaming, anger, greed, hatred, justifications, confusions, and much more to build on those. In Zazening, we turn from that and face, be this moment experience, this moment sensation. And doing so, we must notice, and I'll repeat that, must notice the various thereby's, therein, therefore, when those arise. No need to go looking for them or for creating them, since in the ordinary process of life, they arise in accord with cause and effect of our past upbringing, our tendencies, whether we call them psychological or physiological or all other ways that cause the arising of them. And in Zazen, we pay attention to be this experience. We are experiencing and notice the very traces and glimmers of self-habits that distract us from this moment of the universe life, that avoid, enable us to be elsewhere, anywhere rather than this moment reality, however it appears for us as this body, mind, inside, outside. It's actually no wonder that we often run from, avoid this present moment, because it can seem, if we believe our thoughts, the emotion thoughts, uncomfortable, can be what we then add on, we don't want to deal with, can be, as I said before, scary, dangerous, impossible to get through, all the assumptions we make of what it will be if I am this moment. I shouldn't have to face this. I don't want to deal with this. And yet all humans, including us, deal with this from childhood until death, including death, and we use many devices and forms by which we, so to speak, react and deal with this. And we know that reactive habits such as greed, anger, delusions, pushing away, grabbing on to stories about the people close to us or far from us, clinging, all the other habits that entangle in self-centeredness, those create trouble. So Zazen, as I said, is simply being this moment as is, sitting, living as this moment as is, experiencing his sensations. So let's pick a case, Blue Cliff Record case 43, Heikigan Roku. A monk asked Dongshan. Dongshan's also Tozan in Sino-Japanese. The monk asks, cold and heat come. How can we avoid them? When cold and heat come, you could translate, how can we avoid them? Dongshan says, why don't you go to the place where there is neither cold nor heat? The monk asked, what is the place where there is neither cold nor heat? Dongshan says, when it's cold, kill yourself with cold. When it's hot, kill yourself with heat. Now, as soon as the monk asks, what is the place where there is neither cold nor heat? He's already missed Dongshan's statement. It's as if, and this is just explanatory, he had heard the word, as we say in the Heart Sutra, form is emptiness. And he then asks, where is this emptiness? Where is it? Where is it? He misses what's right in front of him. So Dongshan is very kind to say, when it's cold, kill yourself with cold. When it's hot, kill yourself with heat. Is this the same as forgetting self, or is it different? So there's commentaries on this, and I'll bring up a few that I find useful and helpful. I'll start with the earliest ones. These are from the commentary in the Blue Cliff Record to the question of when cold or heat come, how can we avoid them? This is by Engo or Yuan Wu. His comment is, it's not this season. Cold and heat are right in your face, right on your head. Where are you? So then Dongshan says, why don't you go to the place where there's no cold or heat? And Yuan Wu's comment, the world's people can't find it. He hides his body, but reveals a shadow. The con man sells a bogus city of silver. And the monk asks, not getting it, he asks, what is the place where there's no cold or heat? Dongshan swindles everyone utterly. The monk turns around following him. As soon as Dongshan lets down his hook to catch him, the monk climbs on by asking that question. So then Dongshan, when it's cold, the cold kills you. When it's hot, the hot kills you. Yuan Wu's comment, the real doesn't conceal the false. The crooked doesn't hide the straight. looking out over the cliff, he sees tigers and rhinos. This is indeed an occasion to be sad. Dongshan turns over the great ocean and kicks over Mount Sumeru. But say, where is Dongshan? See, that's always our question. Hakuin has a nice comment about this. Hakuin, Dongshan is about the 8th, 9th century in China. Yuan Wu's comments were about the 11th century in China, and Hakuin is the 17th century in Japan. In terms of the monk's first question, he says, Dongshan ripped off this monk's goods with a huge rake, meaning he doesn't let him hold on to what he's trying to use when he's asking the question. Meaning, when the monk then asks, how is it where? Is that the monk has some idea, interpretation of following the words, not realizing he's been given a method of changing his bones. Changing his bones. Isn't that nice? So, when I worked on this with Maizumi Roshi and Doksan, he brought up and earlier commentaries in but China also bring up that this can be connected to what's known as the five ranks. Dongshan, it's attributed to Dongshan. The first of these ranks is the absolute in the relative. So Maizumi Roshi says in one particular school of koan work known as the Inzan school, we work on this case with the five ranks. The first, you could say conceptually, the absolute in the relative, we might say this is the place where there's neither cold nor hot. And the second is the relative in the absolute. When it's cold, kill yourself with cold. When it's hot, kill yourself with heat. That's so simple and straightforward. Kill yourself sentence, if I say it that way. But that's already explaining. And even what I said about the five ranks can become conceptual and intellectual. And really the whole point here is about being this fundamental matter. That's what this whole case is about. Neither cold nor hot is right in the midst of cold, hot. Yamada Roshi has a comment. There's no place to run. Suffering, sadness, sickness, and death, all of them are in accord with cause and effect. No way to escape them. That's the truth of our life. See, this is embracing this moment, which is what our practice is. Is this experiencing moment? So if I add something more, let's say this world, even if you call it this essential world, use fancy words like that, it's always right here now. That's the whole of our practice. The whole anything that we call problems, obstacles, they're just this. Always, it's right here. The place when there's no cold, no hot. So, thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. That's our opportunity. That's our practice. That's experiencing this hearing, just hearing, seeing, just seeing, right this moment. Thank you.